Wakey, darling. There you are. Don't tell me you were dreaming about another woman. My feelings would be oh so hurt. I don't know. You kept saying some name over and over again. Sure as heck wasn't mine, so. Do we have something to fight about or not? What book? This one? Why would I want to read a dusty old book? Fine. If you insist, master. Deities. I see. Caught up in your studies as usual. What has you so obsessed with this deity, anyways? Ugh. You and your academic achievements. Must you always be number one? Of course, I understand. You indeed must always be number one. It is important to both of our end goals. There's just something about you, you know. You always find the key to more knowledge. I won't be surprised if one day it turns out to be infinite. It's why I admire you so much. Is there anything I can do to help you with your studies, master? If I remember correctly, you need to practice at alchemy a little bit. Spells come naturally to you, of course, but for some reason you just can't master potion making. I wonder why that is. Clearly your reading comprehension's far above those of your peers, but implementing it? Placing ingredients into a cauldron and mixing. For some reason, you just don't have that special touch. I could help you, though. Why have a demon at your beck and call if you don't even enjoy the perks every once in a while? I could bless you with ancient knowledge by simply snapping my fingers. All you have to do is ask. And then, of course, we can write up some sort of exchange. Oh, you wound me, master. Why on earth would you think I'm not trustworthy? Well, of course, there would be an ulterior motive. I am a demon. It's in my nature to trick and I will admit, though, you are not the easiest to deceive. You're quite perceptive. I suppose that's how you ensnared me into this enslavement in the first place. Not at all. It's been a very enjoyable enslavement thus far. You never failed to keep things interesting, although I will admit I miss my parties down in hell. I always threw the most extravagant soirees. All the princes of hell used to attend. I know. For a little old succubus like me. That's how you know they were good. Gone are those days, though. You wish for me to fetch you another book? You could simply sway your hand and have it levitate across the room into your hand. Why do I need to go and retrieve it for you? Is that so? I'll take that as a compliment. Fine. Which one do you require? This dusty old thing. I see. Quite a powerful tome. I can feel its energy resonating deep within the pages. It needs only to be deciphered. Don't worry. I wasn't going to offer to help you translate them this time. You already planned on saying no. I can see it in your eyes. Pity. It would have been so easy for me as well. An ancient language lost to you. But to me, I spoke it once. Only one or two centuries ago. It could still roll off the tongue easily enough. If you let me. I'll better give you a freebie. No? Come on. Here. Why don't I help you with this word? It's simple. It means I. I, as in you're talking about yourself. You always overcomplicate things, you know. It's quite simple, really. Look at this one. The characters, they're similar. It means I am. You are. I told you only one freebie, didn't I? And, well, that was technically two, wasn't it? So. Of course I wouldn't charge you for it. The second one's because I like you, silly. Goodness me. Fine, if you insist. Hand me your stupid piece of paper and I shall write it down for you. But I won't translate anything else. Unless you give me something that I want. Oh, you know. Just simple things. I wouldn't dare ask anything of you. That would cause you harm. At least not immediately. At least not in this lifetime. Always asking intellectual questions, aren't you, Master? Well, that would of course depend on how difficult the translation is. No, you misunderstand me. I am fluent in this language. It of course would be no trouble at all for me. I mean the difficulty for you. If you did not have my help, what you will offer me depends on the difficulty you would have translating the script. Perhaps if you would like to assess, you should study it more. The alphabet could be simple enough. But you still know nothing of the language. And there are no known translations. How convenient for me. Indeed, what would I require from you? For a written copy of the alphabet. Let's say a small, teeny weeny itsy bitsy kiss on my cheek. No. It's no trouble to you at all. Why would you not want to give it to me? But of course, it is in my nature to steal a small portion of your energy through such acts. But you have so much. You're really not willing to share a little bit. It would replenish within a fortnight. Fine. All I wanted was a little pick-me-up. But I suppose you'd rather find out for yourself. Is that it? I can allow you to do that, but you'll be struggling for some time. That, I can assure you. The only exam you have left is your alchemy. No one will notice if a small portion of your mana is missing. But fine. Suit yourself. Whatever you wish, Master. What's that? Don't tell me you've changed your mind. Oh. No, of course not. I will not repeat it for you again. I already marked it down for you. Is that not enough? Why don't you just take my offer then? Just a little bit of your mana. And a small kit. That's all I require. You wouldn't even notice it was missing. I swear. Well then, whatever you decided, Master. Really? You'll accept then? Good. But I'm afraid you didn't take my first deal. So, the terms have changed. Only slightly. No, don't make that face. I'll take the same amount of mana from you, but I no longer want a kiss. I desire something from you more intimate. And I mean, with how stressed you've been, surely you wouldn't mind a release. Would you, Master? I just want to taste it. Just a little. Here come, of course. What? You keep me trapped here in this damn pentagram on your floor half the time because you're so scared to let me leave. I haven't seen anyone I know in... since you summoned me here. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy our time together, but... I need some sort of release. I am a sex demon, after all. What am I supposed to do with no sex? Come on. Just let me taste it. Just let me lick it. Just let me suck your cock, please, Master. That's all I'm asking. I swear, I will take the same amount of mana, not a drop more. Yes, of course. I swear to all the princes of hell, I will not take a single bit more mana than I originally intended to when we struck our first deal. There. Are you happy? And after, I shall give you your stupid alphabet, if that is what you wish. I want only your affections. You need only lay down, Master. I will take care of you. Well, Master, I hope I'm not going to have to take it out myself. Surely you are eager to have me drain you. Your balls, of course, but some of your mana too. I can't decide which one I'm looking forward to most. I think I want to shove it between my boobs. You always seem to like those. What? We don't have to pretend like I don't notice that you stare at them all the time. They are so big and bouncy after all. It's okay, Master. I know you like them. It's perfectly normal. Even for a mage as powerful as yourself. There. How does it feel, Master? You spend so much of your time with your nose in your books. Feels like you ignore little old me. But I am here to serve you. I think you forget that sometimes. I have urges, just as you do. I may have had many, many years to learn to control them, but there's something about you. I just haven't got enough. What's wrong, Master? You're making such strange faces and such whiny noises. You wouldn't be enjoying this, would you? Because that would be lovely. I love making you feel good, Master. Or taste your gum. There's no other reason why you would have such a build-up, Master. You haven't been taking care of yourself? That makes me so sad. You can only ever think about one thing, can't you? Fine. I'll write down your damn alphabet. You could at least say thank you. You seem to enjoy it enough, anyway. But fine. Be that way. I liked it.